A few years ago, a trip down Dixon Street would draw the eye to many a marquee bearing the name A Good Fight, signs from Georgia's all the way to the venue that is currently called The Phoenix. In 2007, the group won Best New Band at the Northwest Arkansas Music Awards, and in 2012, Best Rock Band. They gained national recognition when they won the contest I Want My Music on MTV in 2008. The independent rock band came together about 8 years ago, led by brothers John and Dustin Woods. It has gone through a few iterations to now include lead singer Eddie Love, Eddie the Dumpster Meckleberg on guitar, and drummer Robert Lee. The band will play a farewell show this evening at George's, as lead vocalist Love will be moving the first of next year. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas invited the iconic Fayetteville group A Good Fight, minus bassist and Arkansas State Senator John Woods, to the Furman Garner Performance Studio for a conversation and a few songs. Christina began the conversation by asking founding member Dustin Woods how the brothers determined the group would be called A Good Fight.
The band, the idea of the band, it happened a very long time ago. It happened longer than 8 years ago. He called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to start a band again with him. And actually, I was sitting at a table, and this is weird, but this is where the name actually came from. There was a newspaper in front of me, and on the newspaper was a paperclip, and inside the paperclip it said A Good Fight. I said, hey, how about A Good Fight? And he said, man, that's awesome. Where'd that come from? So actually, it's inside this paperclip. And so there's real no real meaning behind A Good Fight, where it originated from, but to see it go full circle of what it actually meant later on in life was pretty great to see.
And what does it mean later on in life?
The whole reason why I play guitar is for two reasons. One was because of Smashing Pumpkins. The song they wrote was called Today off Siamese Dream. And the other one was my brother and I. We had a close friend that played guitar when we were little, when I was 14. He was 16. He died early in a car wreck. And so I asked for a guitar that Christmas to pick up where he left off. And his name was Timothy Berry. And years later, when we met his mom, we told her that we started a band, and it was called A Good Fight. And she broke down in tears and started talking about how in the book of Timothy, it talks about fighting a good fight, or fighting the good fight. And so to see that, unbeknownst to us, kind of go full circle with that meaning, gave it meaning, you know, for us in particular.
Wow, there you go. You guys have had two albums. Are you currently working on a third, or?
Well,
We were. We have all the music is done. It's just lacking vocals. We ran into a roadblock.
Started about 2.5 years ago. We've got 8 songs done. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Okay.
We ran into some opportunities to where we're driving back and forth to Little Rock recording the songs, and Eddie was at a point where I think he was just having some allergy attacks. So we decided just to take a break from recording for a little bit and let Eddie's voice heal. And then that break
turned into
forever.
Here we are now.
Here we are now, still talking about it.
Well, and your concert on Friday is sort of a farewell to you, Eddie?
Yes.
Yes.
I am moving to Nashville in January.
Okay. What will you be pursuing in Nashville?
Everything. Music, arts.
Eddie paints. Mostly finger, but every now and then he breaks out a brush.
A lot of finger painting. But yes, this is the last show with me, and I don't know what these hooligans are going to do, but this is my my last goodbye.
All right.
So.
I know that you guys, you guys have day jobs aside from being in a band, and I know your brother is a state senator.
Goodness, yeah, he is.
So how do you guys balance, the other things that you do in your life with performing? And
it's
difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we use the term "it's a good fight," quite a bit jokingly. I mean, we're not solely making ends meet off of just music. Everybody has their own lifestyle to live.
Well, so then touring. I mean, isn't that, having other jobs kind of was a struggle to tour?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single person in this band wanted to tour. I mean, we all had it. I would say it was designed in us, man, to not really stay in one place when it comes to that. And I think we all wanted the adventure.
But it's not to say that we did. I mean, we've been all over the place. They went down and played
South by.
Yeah, South by Southwest early in the band. And we've been up to Kansas City, over all through Kansas, Oklahoma, and down in Texas, and of course,
Little
Arkansas.
Rock and, yeah.
We've been out, but as far as a set tour with a national band tour, it was
being on the road for months.
Yeah, I mean, we never did that. We always wanted to do that, and I wouldn't say it was because of any one thing. I would say that we were very successful in the years that we were together with everything that we did. I think that's the way I always look back.
Even during the hiatus, we would still get publicity. I mean, there was that video game thing.
We technically haven't really played in like a year until a month ago when we played a cancer benefit show for one of our friends. But during that year hiatus, yeah, we had a song to where PlayStation called us, and they put one of our songs called "Rips Like a Motor" on their new video game, Major League Baseball 2013.
That's what it is.
The show.
The show.
The show.
Yeah,
the show.
That's pretty cool. I mean, things like that to look back on. And say when I was 14 and I asked for a guitar that Christmas, did I ever think that I would be with a group of guys that we'd write a song that was good enough to actually be on a video game?
I'm not that familiar with video games. Is there a certain point in the game that it plays, or
it's as soon as you put in the game, it comes on.
So it's the main
song.
First
one. Yeah, and then after that, then it just goes into rotation.
Well, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you haven't played together really in over a year until a month ago.
Right.
So what was it like coming back together? I mean, did it just like riding a bike? I mean, it's just natural. I mean,
oh yeah, totally. We didn't even practice. I think they actually practiced without me one time.
No, okay, let's clarify this.
Okay.
We were supposed to practice, and we all showed up, and Eddie Love was conveniently not there. But we went on and played anyway, and we nailed it. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
So, yeah, it's like getting right back on a bike.
Yeah.
We had practice last night. We were practicing this week up at Core Brewery in Springdale, which is some of the things we have going on Friday. So we're having Sean Marriott, who's our original drummer. He's going to come in. He's playing a couple songs with us. Christian Sanchez out of Tulsa, which he was our latest drummer. He's coming in. Brothers playing bass again. Jake Norton, who's now playing bass with us, he's playing as well. So when we all kind of showed up last night, having Sean get on drums and Rob's playing drums too, yeah, it was just, it's family. It always has been. You know, there's quarrels and all that kind of stuff, but where is it there?
It's a good fight.
I saw a flyer that said, going back to where it all began, something to that effect. So were some of your very first shows at George's?
Yeah, I think the first three. And magically, we sold out the front stage of George's, our very first show ever.
Yeah, we
that was it. I don't know.
We made a video. We put a camera on a tripod, two cameras on tripods, and we're at practice. And we just filmed ourselves playing these songs. And so we sent it over to Brian Crown, because that was the only place we wanted to play, was at George's. So he saw it on Tuesday, responded to me on Wednesday, and he said, "How about next Saturday? You guys play?" And had some pretty big bands that were playing that night too, and that was our first show. And yeah, like Eddie said, we packed it out first night, and yeah, that was a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eddie kind of said, he's off to Nashville, and he's not really sure what's in store for the rest of a good fight. I mean, can you guys speak to what's in store?
Well, I'll just go ahead and say it. I think without Eddie Love, he's pretty much signature of the whole band, so that may. It may well, you can put a fork in her. She'll probably be done after that.
To actually see the end of something after 8 years, it's a relationship. So it's sad. I mean, there's not a single bone in my body that's happy about it, except for the fact that we're all musicians and we're all artists. And I know that we're all going to be okay, and we're all going to start something else. I don't know what it's going to be, But I'm excited. I would say after the show, I think I'll be able to answer if I'll be happy.
Well, I know we're missing your brother John mm-hmm. for bass, and but I know you brought a couple of guitars. Can you play something for us?
I'd love to.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Okay. We love playing acoustic, actually. Most of the practice was at the end when we didn't have a practice space, just because we were going so long in between songs, we were just doing it in my living room, acoustic.
Well, Eddie kind of giggled, and that one gave a funny look, so...
Well, that's
our songs. Our songs are funny to me acoustically. That's why I don't, because they're very loud and I don't know. They're very loud and they just it playing them acoustic is just funny to me. All right, we are a good fight, and this is the drama.
You were lost. Now I'm caught in the middle. Seattle reminiscing. I am knowing that the seconds pass as the beat goes.
Thank you. It's definitely different from the recorded versions I've heard, but I like it. I like it a lot. So, and then that was The Drama, one of the first songs that you guys ever did.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And you came prepared to play the one that was on the PlayStation game.
Yes.
Right?
I don't know about prepared.
Okay.
But we did come to play.
Okay.
Yeah, but we know how to play.
Okay.
This song is called Rips Like a Motor. We are a good fight.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
That was Dustin Woods, Eddie Love, Robert Lee, and Eddie Meckelberg, who make up the band A Good Fight. The Drama is from the group's first album, The City Could Be Ours by Morning. Rips Like a Motor is off their self-titled second album, A Good Fight. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas talked to them earlier this week inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The band will perform their farewell concert tonight at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Music begins at 9 with Cirque du Soleil, followed by Chasing Pictures. The band A Good Fight should take the stage just after 11 tonight.